Hi, hello, and welcome to Paisa Vasu. As always, I'm your host, Shravan. We got Tarun here with us.
Hello.
We're back after a bit of a break, but we're going to be talking about one of the other Sankranti movies, the most successful one that came out. Apparently, it's the most successful Sankranti movie ever in terms of box office?
I know it's done really well, like top 10 Telugu movies all time or something.
Yeah.
Especially overseas.
Yes. Yeah. So, of course, we're talking about
Hanuman. Yeah. Also, we've got to do something exciting in the first 30 seconds, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because people drop off after the first 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I should have said we're talking about Narsamiranga.
Yes. And then people would have dropped off immediately. And then we could have talked about whatever we wanted.
So, yes, Hanuman. We watched it a week after Sankranti.
Hmm.
So this is part of the Prashant Varma cinematic universe. I don't know if he's going to
also change. Do you know, interestingly, Guntur Karam and Saindev are already on streaming services?
Yes.
Yeah, both of them. And Saindev was on streaming like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, what streaming service is that on?
It's on Amazon, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay, Amazon. And then Guntur Karam's Netflix.
Yep. So,
yeah.
But this one is still
going strong. But Narsamiranga's not on anything yet.
I think they burnt all the reels for that. So, I think this is still in theaters, isn't it, Hanuman?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's still running. So, one of the more successful movies this year. So directed by Prashant Varma. I was just saying, I don't know if he's going to change the name of the cinematic universe, but like to something else apart from just having his name in it. But Lokesh Kanagaraj, that's like
the LCU.
Yeah.
Or just Lokesh cinematic universe.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's Lokiverse, actually.
Loki, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's, yeah. So maybe we'll keep the name, but it is a superhero universe, but it's inspired by Indian mythology. I think that's the way he describes it as well. So this is the first movie in the cinematic universe, and it's pretty gutsy to announce a universe with the first movie itself.
And from what you said, he's already started filming the second one.
Yeah. So
he's already finished filming the second one, I think, and started filming the third one.
I think they're almost – I don't think they're finished with the second one yet. But they already started filming it before this one came out. And there's already a teaser trailer for it. So that's Adira. We could talk about the different powers, but this is the powers of Hanuman. And I think that one is the powers of, I'm going to say Indra, which is the lightning powers. So he's got lightning powers, kind of like Electro.
So you think they all originate from a mythological being? So it's not just going to be like he gets hit by lightning or something, and he gets a lightning power.
No, he confirmed they're all based off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because I think that's a good move, because
to differentiate it from other stuff?
Like, yeah, exactly. So what would be different between this and a superhero, like a normal Marvel or DC superhero movie?
Yeah.
So I think it's good to, I guess, have the roots within our culture, the Indian culture. So yeah, that's one of the positives. Like, when you think of Indian superhero movies, I guess before this it was maybe like Krish, which is
Minnal Murali, the Malayalam one.
That one.
Apparently it's not bad.
How does he get his powers in that one?
He gets struck by lightning, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so is he like Flash?
No, he's got like super strength.
Okay.
I think he has like, it's like Superman more than anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What other superhero movies were there?
There's the one they show in this movie with NTI in the 1970s. I've
never seen that before. That's whack.
There's an Indian Spider-Man, isn't there?
Possibly.
There's a Japanese Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if there was an Indian one as well. Yeah.
But yeah, the main superhero. Oh, Ra-1, is that like a superhero movie?
Sort of, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brahmastra?
Yeah. Kind of? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more recent.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I guess Krish is the...
Krish is, yeah, but Krish is not good.
Yeah.
Well, Krish 3 is definitely not good.
I always get confused with the...
So it's Koi Milgaya.
So that's Krish 1, technically.
And then Krish.
which is Krish 2.
And then Krish 3.
Yeah. So it's actually called Krish 3.
It's called Krish 3.
Which is a sequel to Krish.
It's a sequel to Krish. It's a third one in the...
Apparently they're doing Krish 4.
Are they? Okay. Yeah. Koi Milga is actually good, but that's not a superhero movie.
Yeah, that's just E.T.
Yeah, that's E.T. Yeah.
So, they kind of pivoted with that franchise, but I haven't seen Krish 3.
I haven't seen it all either, but I've seen parts, and given what I've seen, the rest of it can't be good if that's what they're putting up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moving to this movie, it's we can jump into positives and negatives. I think most people would have probably seen this by now. It is a successful movie in the cinema. So budget wise, I was looking this up earlier. I think it's about $4 million or 40 crore Indian rupees. And then box office wise, it's done. I think they announced it recently. It's done about 300 crore, which is about
$4 million. Quite a good looking movie. Yeah.
Pretty good. Yeah. And then box office, it's about 35 US dollar million. So it's done well. It's a good sign when you've made seven times your budget. So that's you're already winning there. But it does look good for
4 million. I think Guntur Karan was 20 million, and that looks like shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
I guess you can't compare it to like RRR or Bahubali. They're much bigger.
I think they try and hide some of the CGI and some dark scenes in this. But for the most part, it looks really good.
Yeah, because they set up this village and, you know, it could have been any village. Like, they didn't need to make it look as grand as it was, actually. There's this, like, big Hanuman statue.
Hanuman. Yeah.
And it's, like, overlooking this lake, and it looks really good.
Yeah, I think Prashant Varma's clearly seen other Hollywood superhero movies, and I think this is kind of his Wakanda, like...
Yeah.
The village, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Although there's nothing there.
There's nothing there. It's not like there's no vibranium there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it feels like because in Wakanda you get the jaguar.
Yes.
The panther. It's obviously the panther. You get the panther as you come
through.
And it
overlooks the city. Yeah.
And this, it's like the Hanuman statue overlooking the city. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I think the city's on top and then there's the lake on the bottom. And I guess the Hanuman's... The way he gets the powers in this is like it originates in that village, or it's close to that village in the lake. So I guess that's one of
their vibranium.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, yeah. We'll jump into spoilers later in the conversation, but let's keep it spoiler free for now in case you haven't seen it. But like I said, the Indian, I actually kind of appreciate that because it's not just Indian. It's actually quite, it's a very Telugu movie. Like there's actually a part where they're making avakai, which is like the most Telugu thing.
They don't even do that in Guntur Karam, and they do make a lot of avakai in Guntur. Yeah.
Well, it's called Guntur Karam, so I thought they would have shown some like them using that.
No, spice, but they don't. But
yeah, I thought it was really good that it was rooted in our culture. Also, it would have just been a inferior superhero movie.
Like it would have just been generic.
Like a generic. So it does follow the superhero origin formula very much so. Like it's pretty much Spider-Man, I guess. Like it's kind of like Spider-Man.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep.
Yeah, in terms of Peter Parker and how he gets his powers and all of that. But they do it in their way and it's something new.
I think they do it well enough. I wouldn't say it's amazing.
No.
I wouldn't say it's like groundbreaking or anything, but it's serviceable. It's good enough. Yeah.
And I did like the villain as well. The villain has a bit of a...
Although the start was kind of hilarious.
Yeah.
Like in...
His origin.
I don't know if it's in a good way.
I did like that. I know. It is a bit funny. And there are some funny parts with him as well. Unintentionally funny parts.
Yeah.
But I did like that he was more of like a sci-fi... techie villain, like techie super villain, and then this is more like a mythological supernatural fantasy type superhero. So it was like a clash of both. Yeah, so I thought that all of that was good. The only downside to this. I guess the formula,
it's a bit generic.
Like you see where it's going.
Yep.
And some of the action, I think because of their budget limitations, there is one particular scene where it's very dark and you don't really see what's happening. And then even some of the action, I noticed this where you'd see him punching something, but then you don't, like you see him going for the punch, but then you don't actually see him punching that person. Like it shifts the camera and you see the person like flying.
Yeah.
It could have been, yeah, due to budget, or maybe that's just the stylistic choice that they went with, but I thought it would have been more impactful if they had that.
Was surprisingly masked though. Like, yes. I think it had a bit of mass elements to it, which you don't normally get in superhero movies that much.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had some elevation moments.
Mm. Our theater wasn't too crazy, but no. I think in a different theater it would have gone off.
Yeah, yeah. I think kids will like this movie. It is a bit
violent. I think it's catered to kids. That's what I was going to say about that starting scene, which I found hilarious. But kids would probably find that scary too, like frightening. So,
yes.
But I thought it was, laughable.
yeah. But I think kids will like it. I think it is tailored.
I think it's catered more to kids, especially some of the
Hanuman
like
stuff.
First half basically is catered more to kids.
Yes. Like the whole power discovery phase of it.
There's also this monkey that's voiced by Ravi Teja. I think that's very much for kids.
Yeah. Interesting. This is the second time that Ravi Teja's voiced a character in a Prashant Varma movie.
I don't think I've seen another Prashant
Varma movie. Before this, he's done 4 or 5 movies, but he did I think his first movie might have been Or.
Yeah, A-W-E, yeah, I haven't seen Or. No.
Which is meant to be like this, I don't know how to even describe it. Like there's like parallel stories and some mind tripping stuff happening in that movie. I haven't seen it either, but that's what I heard about it. But I think Ravi Teja voices a fish in that movie. Yeah, and Nani voices a tree or something. So
the thing I like about Prashant Varma is he tries different stuff, because he's done like a zombie movie before this.
So before this he did a zombie movie.
Yeah. And obviously he's working on this superhero stuff, but his movies aren't just generic Telugu movies.
Typecast, yeah.
Yeah.
He did do a movie like I think it was like a murder mystery movie or something in between with Rajasekhar.
Okay, still. Yeah. This is his first movie I've seen.
Yeah.
I've heard his ideas are good, but his execution is not always good.
Yeah.
I think he's executed this adequately.
Yeah. And they did delay the release of this one after they released the first trailer, because the trailer got a really good response, and then they spent a bit more time on the visual effects to make them better.
Mm.
Yeah. But I think the because of the success of this movie, I think the next there's already going to be a sequel to this movie, and then there's the other spin-off movie. So, yeah.
He did say that he was going to make, a big universe. So
yeah. So he's already announced 12. He said he's got scripts for 12 different superheroes.
That's a lot. Yeah.
But in phase one, I think it's only 4 or 5 that he's going to introduce. And he purposely didn't cast, I don't know,
big heroes.
I don't know if he would have got the big heroes anyway, but he purposely didn't cast a big hero in this or try to get a big hero to do it, because he wanted, I think he says it in the movie itself, that the big heroes are already superheroes. Like they already do superhero stuff.
Yeah.
Without actually being superheroes.
There's a scene in the movie where they,
So by casting a big hero in this, it's not going to really make that much of an impact, because they do that in their movies anyway. Whereas if you cast someone that's, Teja Sajja, he's...
I thought he was quite good at this, but also whenever I look at him, I always remember those movies where he's
the kid
and it...
Bardo.
Yeah. it weirds me out, because
he looks the same.
He looks pretty much the same. I think it's a thing that happens where not many of the kids that are child actors actually grow up to be heroes, because they just look like they are. He was pretty good in this.
No, he was good. And I think it was a good choice to get someone like him, because he doesn't have, the masked hero background or anything. He's just a normal guy. So then you kind of sympathize with the character a bit more. I think all the casting was good in general. I did like the casting of the villain as well. Vinay Rai is his name. He has acted as the main lead in movies. I don't know if you remember, there was a movie called Nivale Nivale, Vana. So he's acted in movies as a hero about 15, 20 years ago, but now he's pivoted a bit, I guess. Mm. Yeah. And the sister character was good as well. I thought she was all right.
I thought it was pretty good. I want to see the next one. I want to see where it goes.
So I've got some speculation about the next one, which we can talk about in spoilers, but yeah.
For some reason, I'm not particularly interested in Jai Hanuman, but I'm interested in Adira more.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think, maybe the same with me, but I think people who have watched, one of the reasons this is also very successful is because it does have that spiritual element to it.
Mm.
And I think that resonated with people, particularly in the northern states. So the Hindi version as well. That's and this is releasing in not just the Indian languages, but did you hear
Japanese? Yeah,
so it's getting a Japanese release in April, I think, and also in Mandarin and Spanish and Portuguese as well, and Korean as well. So yeah, so he's obviously aiming pretty high with this. I think it will do all right in. Like
I can see Japanese languages. People.
Yeah,
like
I think Japanese people would like it.
Mm.
And Chinese people may like it as well. Yeah.
It's weird enough that Japanese people will enjoy it, I think.
Yeah.
I think this is like, I prefer this over like an RRR almost because it's, yeah.
Well, Japanese, the Japanese version of RRR did really well. It's the highest grossing Indian film in Japan. But yeah, I think this is it's unique. Yeah, RR was unique in its own way, but yeah,
surprisingly good. Given I watched the trailer and thought it would be shit.
Yeah, so, well, like most of our friends were like, "Why are you watching this movie?" But there was always a bit of hype for this in India that maybe we just weren't aware of. But there was a lot of hype for this movie after the first trailer.
I thought the trailer was trash, honestly, and didn't think it would be good, but it pleasantly surprised me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we jump into spoilers?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I don't have too much to talk about in terms of spoilers in the actual movie itself. I did like the whole thing about the stone or the gem.
Yeah.
The gem.
It's good that he has a weakness because, it's easy to kind of make these superhero movies where he's just indestructible.
Yes.
But it's good that they actually thought about a weakness for him.
And he can only use it when the sun's out and when he has the gem.
Yeah. So he's got, he's got multiple weaknesses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although at the end, we don't know now because he's got the powers.
Apparently he has the powers permanently now.
Yeah.
So he can use it whenever he wants. So it'll be interesting to see what they do in the sequel because Prashanth Verma said it himself that he didn't have an idea for the sequel because he's too overpowered now. Basically, there's nothing that can stop him because he's got...
Yeah, is he too OP? But maybe they need to introduce an even more powerful villain though.
But apparently he cracked an idea. So in this, in Jai Hanuman, he's not the main character. So the actual Hanuman is the main character.
Mm.
And they do this thing at the end of the movie where they show... I don't know, like demons being unleashed or something. I didn't completely get it. But there's this other character in the movie which you particularly enjoyed.
Mm.
He rocks up.
Vi? What's his?
I'll find his name. But it's played by Samudra Kani.
Yeah.
So he's he kind of rocks up and he might be someone that kind of brings the universe together. But he talks about some demons being unleashed or something because the gem's now broken.
Broken.
But then the actual Hanuman comes out of the...
So I heard that Hanuman would be the main character in the sequel as well, but for some reason I found that less interesting than having this kid be the main character.
Yeah, so he'll be in it, but I don't know how much of it he'll be in it for. So in this, Hanuman is a CGI character, but in... He'll be played by someone, and there's rumours... He's already said it's going to be a pan-Indian actor. So there's rumors of who it will be. Speculation was that it was going to be Rana because he helped promote the movie before it came out. he'll be all right. I think he's
a big guy. Yeah.
He'd do a good job. More recently, something's come up that Ram Charan actually auditioned for it.
Oh, they're auditioning for the role.
Yeah.
Jeez, okay. Does Ram Charan audition for anything?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think maybe he wants to do it.
Yeah.
So I've never heard of
a Telugu actor auditioning for a role, ever. So, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he just wants to do it, and then he actually turned up and auditioned. And then there was also speculation that it might be Yash as well.
Yeah. I think all three of them would be good. Yeah.
But yeah, any of them will obviously make the next movie much bigger.
Mm. I think the only thing that I would want them to be careful of is eventually I could think they would do a team up movie with all these guys. So getting lots of big actors, getting the dates for everyone to come together would be difficult. So
yeah.
I kind of would rather them just keep it to smaller actors so that they can, yeah.
There are some funny parts with the villain.
So, that starting part is kind of hilarious.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that the first shot of the movie is Spider-Man.
Mm.
It's a kid watching the 60s Spider-Man cartoon.
Yeah.
And then there's a part where it's like delete something from the internet, which I just found hilarious.
Hilarious, yeah. He's quite corny. He's a corny villain. Yeah.
I don't think you can actually delete anything permanently from the internet.
Well, not just a normal person.
Yeah. If you're like Mark Zuckerberg or something, you could, but like...
Yeah. Delete this from the internet. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. In terms of the future, there's Jai Hanuman, which won't be next Sankranti. It is 2025 though, so sometime next year. For next Sankranti, they are saying it will be Adhira.
Adhira, yeah. I'm keen. After watching the trailer for Adhira, I'm kind of more keen on that. Then I think that looks better than this.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think there's too much more to say. The music was pretty good as well.
Yep.
Yeah. It's lesser known music directors that were involved in this. So it's good to see sort of new talent. And apparently it's got like 10 writers or something. So in the screenplay, it's credited, his team is credited rather than just him.
Normally that's a bad sign, but they've done decently. It's
So he's got like a whole roadmap of movies.
Mm. It'll be interesting as well. You don't generally get one director doing a whole cinematic universe. So
yeah.
That'll be...
He said he won't direct all of them though.
Okay.
Because he physically won't be able to. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so he does have assistant directors and stuff that will be making some of the movies.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess we can close up the conversation here. So if people want to get in touch with us about Hanuman, how do they go about it?
So we're on all social media platforms at Cognitive Recalibration at cognitiverecalibrationpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And then, everywhere else. On Cognitive Recalibration.
Yep. So I am actually going to set up a specific channel for this podcast. So you'll see some of our reels and stuff related to this podcast on that channel. So we'll announce it on the Cognitive Recalibration Instagram page when that's up and running. But if you want to support the podcast, obviously give us a like and subscribe on this video and share it with your friends and let us know if there's any movies that you would like us to discuss, which brings me to the next thing I wanted to say is what are we doing next?
Yeah, don't know.
Yeah. if you have any recommendations for us or you want us to talk about any specific movies, we can do that. Or else my idea was just ask Google, tell me which Telugu movie to watch.
Mm.
And whatever comes up first, we'll watch that and review it. Should I do that now?
Yeah.
I'll just go.
As long as it's not terrible.
What if it's like... Anyway, whatever it is, we have to watch it, no matter what. The first movie that comes up is... it's actually... Or... It must have been listening to us. It's actually Or. And then Sri Manthadu. Completely unrelated movies.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, maybe we will watch one of those two then. I've seen Sri Manthadu before. I haven't seen Or, as we talked about before.
Yeah. Because, yeah, I don't think there's anything of note releasing for a little while.
The only thing that I know that's coming up that I think we could watch is the new Nani movie. I don't know when the actual date is, but...
I think that's much later. I think that's like September or something.
Okay. I thought it was sooner than that.
Yeah.
As
far as I know, the next major release, at least in Telugu, might be a Vijay Deverakonda movie.
Oh, Family Star.
Yeah.
We could watch that.
Yeah. So that's in April. Everything else has been delayed. So
Kalki is still in May, from what they say. So we'll definitely do that.
Yeah.
I actually saw Mahanati for the first time the other day.
I haven't seen it before.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yes. Yeah. I watched it because it's the same director as Kalki.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's that's a good movie. Bit sad, but yeah, it's well made.
So yeah, we'll see. We'll see what comes up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or else we'll just keep asking Google.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we watch Sign Dev. Now we can.
Yeah, it's
apparently it's terrible. So
yeah, I was actually looking forward to that. I thought it would be good, but yeah, we can watch it.
Yeah,
And we can watch Narsamiranga.
I'm sure Narsamiranga will be out on some Disney Hotstar or something at some point. So we will watch that.
Yeah, cool. All right. So hope you
let's watch Devil, the British super agent or whatever.
Oh yeah, yeah.
What's it called? It's called Devil. It's got
secret
it's
agent.
It's got the word British in it, though.
Yeah, a British secret agent.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's watch that.
Okay. Yeah. Why not? Is it on anything?
I think it's on Netflix, possibly. Okay. Or Amazon, one of those. Yeah.
Well, a lot to look forward to then. hope you enjoyed this episode. Thanks for spending part of your day with us, and we'll see you in the next one.
See ya.